hearts. Look this way. Another couple minutes of reflection here in a second. We're going to take communion now. And most of you are thoroughly familiar with the admonitions that you need to be saved first, and that the bread that we eat is not the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ, and this represents our communion with one another in Jesus Christ. It's symbolic. It's a memorial. It's not a Eucharist. It's not a sacrifice. I think you all know that. So we're going to take a few minutes of just reflection and let Jenny play some more. And then as we have a few minutes go by, Brother Grissom and I and Brother Darling will dispense with the grape juice and the crackers. So if you want to bow your heads and just have a time of reflection, I would advise to reflect on worthiness and some things that we've said tonight. And just remember what Jesus Christ did for you. Paul said this, I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Now, Father, we come back to you here tonight. We've not come to you with ornate ritual. We've come in simplicity as those disciples came that night that you were betrayed. Lord, you broke bread with them and you all drank from a cup. We have done the same again, not with ornate tradition or religiosity, but we've come in simplicity just as we believed and just as we trusted you for your word and for your book. We hope that our lives may reflect these things in sincerity. May they be real to us. I pray we'd be helped by all that we heard today. May you also help us and be with us in our fellowship one with another. Please bless us now as we're dismissed. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and sing one here before we go. Glad you could be here tonight. Let's sing number 508. If you can get all that cracker out of your mouth. Somebody suggested that we should bring our own cups and get a little more to maybe wash the cracker down. But let's turn to number 508.
pray for us. Brother Dave.
Father, we thank you for the day we've had here. Thank you for the communion we can have with your people, not just here, but our people from all over this world that love you and serve you. And thank you. One day we'll be in heaven. We'll see you face to face and look on your, you know, pierced hands. And until then, Father, just help us be faithful. Help us to love you. Help us to fear you the way we ought to. That we won't fall by the wayside, that we won't quit, won't give up, as we keep fighting on for you. Lord, help us, and help us to help one another, that we may be, pleasing in your sight. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ask you to please toss away your little plastic cup. Unless you want to take it home and drink from it there, that'd be fine.